الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن نبينا وحبيبنا محمدا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم وصفيه من خلقه وخليله نشهد بأنه قد بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجعلها على المحجة البيضاء ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد، يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، all praises and all thanks are always due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator and our sustainer. We bear witness that there is no deity or divinity truly worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, and we attest and give our testimony and bear witness that indeed our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is indeed the last of prophets and messengers chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sent to all of mankind for all the times, all the worlds, sent with the message of peace and justice and mercy, the message of human brotherhood, the message of compassion, the message of tawheed, the message of monotheism. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send his peace and blessings upon our beloved, dear prophet and teacher and role model, Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and upon his family, and upon his companions, and upon all the followers. And may Allah guide us and give us the courage and the wisdom and the knowledge to be among these followers. So we may be, inshallah, raised on the day of judgment with the company of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jum'ah Mubarakah to all of you. May Allah make this Jum'ah a blessed Jum'ah for you, your families, your loved ones, our community, and the ummah. Inshallah, may Allah bring with the Jum'ah, as we always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the blessings of this Jum'ah from His blessings. What I wanted to talk about today is the power of words. And I've been doing that for the last couple of weeks, different masajid, not in relation to any specific event, but as a reaction to a trend that I've been noticing in our community, here and abroad as an ummah maybe. Because it seems like we've lost understanding of how powerful words can be, how impactful words can be. We say them as if it's insignificant. And it's more significant today to pay attention to this topic because of three factors. One, the misunderstanding of the concept of freedom of speech. Especially for those of us who are Western Muslims, those who live in America or in Canada or maybe in Europe, where the concept of freedom of speech is highly valued. And we are beneficiaries of that. We appreciate it, actually. We're not against it. But there's a misunderstanding because just because something is legal, just because I have the freedom to do something or say something, it doesn't mean as a Muslim I have to do it. We have an extra layer of standards for us. So first, the biggest opening that says freedom of speech, but then there is self-censorship that is connected to our values, to what pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is a layer that we add to ourselves. Just because it's okay to be racist, you know, it's legal to say racist things in America under freedom of speech. Hate speech is actually protected speech. But as a Muslim, I cannot do that because there's my layer that prevents me from doing that. And that is my accountability to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is the misunderstanding that exists. You hear that from people say, it's my freedom. Who can stop me? No, that's not how we speak as Muslims. The second factor that makes this topic important is a weakening of spirituality in the world today. And I'm not just talking about Muslims. Around the world today, faith is playing a much reduced place in people's priorities in life. When we are less attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we feel less held accountable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, the concept of taqwa, right? Being mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That would only come if you're attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My connection to Allah is weakening, then I don't have that taqwa. I'm not mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as I should be. Before, when you had a stronger connection, before you say something when you're angry, before you lie, before you defame somebody, you remember, oh, astaghfirullah, what am I doing? No, I can't do it. But if my connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is weakening, nothing stops me. There is nothing that holds me or holds me back. And that is dangerous. And last but not least, in terms of factors, the ease by which information can spread today. The concept of social media, emails, WhatsApp, right? Today, before, maybe a few of us can say bad things, we get together and we backbite somebody. We can defame somebody's honor. But it's only two, you and me. Three people, four people, a majlis, small gathering. But subhanAllah, now you post something on Instagram, you put a video on TikTok, you post something on Twitter, it can go viral. And once it's out, the damage or the good can be exponentially greater. So that means now today we have to be a million times more careful what we say. If I misquote something, it is enough to just share something because I read it. Somebody sent me a post, Brother Jamal sent me something nice, oh, it looks good, I send it out. Well, if it's not verified, if it is wrong, if it hurts somebody's image, reputation, credibility, then I'm responsible for everyone who has heard about that. And this is part of our religion to watch what we say. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasized the importance of al-kalima al-tayyiba. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Ibrahim, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, ألم ترى كيف ضرب الله مثلا كلمة طيبة كشجرة طيبة أصلها ثابت وفرعها في السماء. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, have you not seen the examples or considered Allah's examples when he made a good word like a good tree, whose roots is or root is firmly fixed in the ground and whose branches are up high in the sky. Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with them, said, Allah is referring specifically here, al-kalima al-tayyiba, the kalima al-tayyiba is kalima al-tawheed. La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasul. Meaning, but the example applies to everything else in that sense. Meaning, al-kalima in Arabic, kalima means word. Al-kalima, the word, al-tarif, is specifically talking about al-kalima of the tawheed. So the best word you can say is kalima al-tawheed, to make tawheed, to make shahada. But then there's dhikr, there's salah. You know, anytime you read Quran, that's kalim tayyib. When you praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's kalam tayyib, that's word that of goodness. But Allah is describing here that your good word is like a good tree that is bringing and bearing fruits year round. You know, scholars also said the tree here described is the palm tree, the date tree. It's always bringing sweets and good fruits and healthy fruits to everybody. So as Muslims, we know that what we say, we are held accountable by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what we say. How is that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the Prophet alayhi salam said, the Prophet, عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه وارضاه, في حديث صحيح, في صحيح بخاري, عن النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم, قال, إن العبد لا يتكلم بالكلمة من رضوان الله لا يلقي لها بالا يرفعه الله بها درجات وإن العبد لا يتكلم بالكلمة الخبيثة من سخط الله لا يلقي لها بالا أو يهوي بها في جهنم والعياذ بالله. The hadith goes in the Sahih. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, there is someone who says a word that they deem insignificant. You know, something in a gathering, something you tweet, something you put. You didn't think much about it, right? You thought, I said it. But in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the scale of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it brings pleasure to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's so happy. You made Allah happy with that statement. Because of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will elevate that person's rank in Jannah so much. On the other hand, the Prophet alayhi wasalam said, one of you might say something, say a word that you think it's insignificant, but it brings so much displeasure to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that because of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might sink you in hell, in Jahannam, wal'iyadu billah. Subhanallah. Think about that. What could it be? You know, it could be in a gathering. Someone who is sitting there and they're feeling maybe depressed. They're feeling suicidal. They're feeling that I'm away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm having a fight with my wife or with my husband, if a sister is sitting there. Or I don't like this masjid. And something that is actually not good for them. Or someone is sitting and praising some tyrant, some oppressor, some dictator. And you're in a gathering where it was needed for somebody to do the right thing at that moment. And you said something that uplifted that person's spirituality, morale, took away their depression maybe, helped them reconnect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, gave them a chance and hope that Allah is all forgiving when they were about to lose hope. Something that made a whole difference in that person's life. You didn't notice. You thought it's just a gathering, just a quick word. Because of that, Allah will give you that reward elevated many times in Jannah. And of course, the opposite, as I said, as I quoted the hadith, is true. Meaning, you're sitting in a gathering, and alhamdulillah, it's a nice gathering, and then you decided to say something that takes people away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bring doubt to them. Make them fight. Said, oh, you don't know. Let me tell you what this brother said about you. Or, hey, do you know about this guy? I would never go. Subhanallah, something that was completely unnecessary. But it brought so much displeasure to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you get punished for that. What we say is a reflection of our iman, our faith. How is that? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in another hadith, عن عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه وأرضاه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ليس المؤمن بالطعان ولا اللعان ولا الفاحش ولا البذيء. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a beautiful hadith, he said, the believer cannot be a slanderer, somebody who slanders people, makes lies about them. Nor he does, and by the way, he or she in Arabic, nor is he, that believer, does he curse, does not engage in cussing and cursing, nor is he immoral or shameless. Why am I saying that? Wallahi, it breaks my heart today. I sit in gatherings, I go to events, I go on social media, maybe I shouldn't. And I see, wallahi, Muslims that I know, young Muslims, older Muslims, brothers, sisters, engaging in language that is unbefitting of a Muslim, unbefitting to someone who claims to follow Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We just commemorated and celebrated his birthday, or at least thought of whenever we think is the day of his birth, alayhi salatu wasalam, right? A few days ago. May Allah send his peace and blessings upon him. How can we claim we love Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam and not follow his example? He never cussed. He doesn't engage in cussing. This is not a trait of a Muslim. You don't engage. We can disagree. We can debate. But we don't cuss. We don't use foul language. We don't slander people. If I have a discussion with you, I'm going to argue about that issue. But I'm not going to slander you. I'm not going to go and say this brother is this and that. I'm not going to make ghiba, backbiting. And by the way, backbiting is different than slandering. Slandering is when you make up, you fake something about somebody. Backbiting could be true. That person could be too short or too fat or maybe have committed a sin or maybe not very smart or maybe just you repeating it, basically repeating anything that would make that person hurt, unhappy, that is ghibah, that's backbiting. As Allah described in the Quran, it's like eating the flesh of your brother when he's dead. Wal'iyadu billah, imagine. How many of you do Allah? I don't have enough good deeds. I don't want to give them away. I don't want to get anybody's bad deeds. That's what happens when you do backbiting. As believers, we cannot be promoting immorality. We cannot be promoting what is fuhsh in a form of a joke. Hey, it's just a joke, right? Hey, we have to choose. And don't tell me this is society, brother. Everybody cusses. Everybody's watching this. Everybody's, this is normal. No, we are not influenced by society. A Muslim should be influencing society positively. Don't tell me I find what everybody does that, I might as well do it. You know, as the Prophet ﷺ said, don't be an imma, right? Don't be like a blind follower. If people do good, I'll do good. If they do bad, I'll do bad. As he said, no, he said, don't be that person. Hold your ground. Be a person of identity. Be a person of strong personality, traits, character. You are the student, the follower of Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. You should be proud and it should reflect in your behavior. People should know you're a Muslim from your behavior, not from your name. Don't tell me. Actually, sometimes I wish some of us don't have a Muslim sounding name because of our bad behavior. Because it reflects bad on the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and his teachings. Let people know you're Muslim from how you speak, how you express yourself. Let people know because the truth is, your co-workers, your neighbors, your friends, your relatives judge Islam and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam not by the Quran. That's the truth. I don't know anyone who went to the library and checked out the books of Hadith, Sahih Muslim or the Sirah book to become Muslim. Or checked out the book, the Quran itself, to be a Muslim. You know what they usually do? And talk to any converts. And every masjid has dozens of them. Go and talk to them and you will find out. They would say, the first interest in Islam that I had came from my neighbor, classmate, co-worker, somebody I met, my doctor, my Uber driver, somebody whose character was so shining, exemplary, that it made me curious, what kind of a person are you? And I said, I'm a Muslim. Then that person is interested now in learning about Islam. So be that, my dear brothers and sisters. Be the one who, inshallah, through your behavior, people know, as a Muslim, we don't engage in about talking about anything that is demeaning to people. We don't engage in racism, racist talk, demeaning. This is Arab, this is Pakistani, this is Egyptian, this is Indian, this is Kashmiri, this is Punjabi, this is not us. This is not what we learn from Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. We talk, ask yourself all the time. As the Prophet alayhi wasallam said, من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليقل خيرا أو ليصمت. Whoever believes in Allah and the day of judgment or the last day, let him or her say good or remain silent. If what you're saying is not going to add value to a conversation, it is not going to inform somebody about something, uplift their spirit, teach them something, if it is not positive, don't say it. Because remember, every word you're saying is either going to count for you or against you. If it is not counting for you, chances are it might be counting against you. Don't take the chance. Promote in our community words that bring us together. You know, kalam, what's some of the kalam tayyib, so the good words? You know, simple words. Thank you, right? The Prophet ﷺ, when he described, he said, وَالْكَلِمَةُ الطَّيِّبَةُ صَدَقَةً. Even the word of goodness you say is like a sadaqah. What is that? You see somebody who did something good to you, you say, Jazakallah khair. You go home and your wife cooked some nice meal you've been really craving. You say, oh, mashallah, it's one of the best biryanis I've had. Even if it's not the best biryani, right? And it could be the husband, right? If you go and you see your husband out of usual, mashallah, cooked some nice, what's good, what do you like nowadays? Yeah, mashi, right? Stuffed zucchinis out of their way. Or maybe a steak, something easier for the brothers. We don't want to challenge you. And you see that, say, oh, Jazakallah khair. I know you're busy today and you cooked that. MashaAllah. Your son comes to you, your daughter comes to you with a good grade today. Tell them how proud you are. Say, MashaAllah, you make me so proud. They came with you to the prayer today. Allah, I'm so proud you sat down and you prayed with me. I'm so honored. Allah has blessed me with a child like you. Your dad took you for an ice cream. Don't take it for granted. Say, Mama, Baba, thank you for that. Promoting good words. You see somebody with a nice shirt, say, Jazakallah, brother, this shirt looks beautiful on you. Someone, anything good that brings us, teaches us, somebody does something good, does you a favor, I love you, brother. Wallahi, I love you for the sake of Allah. Say that. Promote. Don't be hard in your hearts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned us by teaching us through the Prophet, alayhi wasalam, said, وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّ مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. Telling the Prophet, alayhi wasalam, that mercy that I've given you is what's bringing people together. It's not enough to have the truth on your side. It is not enough to have the Quran and the Tawheed and all of that. You also have to deliver it the right way. Because Allah told him, if you were harsh, or if you're rude, or you had a harsh heart, they themselves would have dispersed away from you. So we're learning from the Prophet ﷺ that, no, like he did, do it with the softness, with wisdom, with love of people. We are carriers of a da'wah from Muhammad ﷺ. And we have to live it and act upon it. And don't, the exact opposite is when we get angry. SubhanAllah. Don't let anger take over you. Somebody did something, you know, absorb. Remember, anytime someone comes at you, you have a decision to make. You have an option. You have a choice. Someone comes to me today and tells me, brother, your voice was so loud today. Maybe it was, I don't know, it's the speakers, right? Brother, you gave me pain in my ear. There are two ways I can deal with that. So, well, next time, don't come to the masjid, we don't need you here. Or go somewhere else. Or I can say, Jazakallah khair for letting me know. I'll talk to Sister Sabiha and maybe we can do something about the AV, right? Maybe somebody didn't like the way I parked. Maybe I didn't pay attention. I almost ran over them. It didn't happen, but in case. They can say, brother, you're such a lousy driver, blah, 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 blah. There are two ways. I can get defensive and say, what do you know about driving? You just, whatever it is. Or I can say, Jazakallah khair, brother. Maybe I wasn't paying attention. Maybe, subhanAllah. We have that choice. If you escalate, it's out of hand. I'll tell you, and Sheikh Muzammil probably can share 1,000 stories from him being a community, mashallah, counselor and imam. Wallahi, personally, I know maybe dozens of cases. I personally know of families that are divorced now and separated. And when I asked them what really happened, they say, wallahi, it started with a word. A word. I came home, I had a bad day at work, I said something bad, and my wife, instead of absorbing it, added to it, and then, now we're separated. I still love her, or she still loves me, but it is too late now, subhanAllah. I wish I never said it. And I'm not saying there aren't legitimate cases where divorce happens. It happens, subhanAllah. This is abghadul halal, this is a possibility. I'm talking about the preventable ones, where if the husband watched what he said, or the wife watched what she said, it could have been resolved. Same thing between parents and children, or siblings. Wallahi, I also know from families and relatives and friends, parents who don't talk to their children, or children not talking to their parents, or siblings not talking to each other because of a bad word they said. The words have power. They can hurt you. They can separate you. Someone is angry. You don't need to be angry as them. Even when you're driving, somebody cuts you off and says something, it is not smart for you to say something bad. We don't cuss, right? As Muslims. It doesn't. Don't tell me that's what they're doing. No. You act based on your values, based by your character, your teachings. Don't act on the in response to other people's response or actions. And I will conclude, you know, with a couple of things. How not to escalate. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَا تَسْتَوِي الْحَسَنَةُ وَلَا السَّيِّئَةُ اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةٌ كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, good deed is not equivalent to a bad deed. So push back, repel evil with what is good. And then Allah is telling you, you will see that even those with whom you have animosity, they can become your best friend. Think of some of the most famous sahabas we know. Some of them were the worst enemies of Islam and the Prophet ﷺ. Some of them wanted to kill him. But the Prophet's response to them with hasan, with hasana, pushing, repelling evil with good, smile, kindness, dua, telling them, isn't it time for your heart to soften, shifted them, subhanAllah, and they became some of the best Muslim role models for us. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because sometimes people say, Akhi, I have to be harsh because I'm dealing with kuffar, I'm dealing with oppressors. Well, even those, Allah taught us how to speak to them. How did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered Musa and Harun, may Allah be pleased with them, to deal with Fir'aun, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Taha told him, اِذْهَبَا إِلَى فِرْعَوْنَ إِنَّهُ طَغَى فَقُولَا لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا لَعَلَّهُ يَتَذَكَّرُ أَوْ يَخْشَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O Musa and Harun, go to Fir'aun because he has truly transgressed. But use kind speech to talk to him. Maybe he would be reminded or take heed. So, subhanAllah, if Allah is telling Musa to talk to Fir'aun, one of the worst oppressors, using kind words, don't compromise. He didn't say compromise with him. Tell him you're a great guy. We love you. بروح بالدم نفديك, right? Don't go and say you're the best leader in the world. And, you know, like some hypocrites do nowadays. No. Allah said, go and speak the truth and challenge his oppression. But you don't have to do it using his time. Don't be like him. Be like Musa. You are Musa. You are a prophet of Allah. Act like a prophet of Allah. You are a Muslim. You're a follower of Muhammad. Act like a follower of Muhammad while you're even challenging wrong and oppression. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who understand the value, the power of the word, so we can bring our ummah together. We can bring our community together. So we can truly celebrate the birth of Muhammad, the teaching of Muhammad alayhi salam, in the correct way. Not a symbolic way. One day a year we celebrate and we move on and we share some messages and photos. No, we celebrate it by living his teachings. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروا فيا فوز المستغفرين. استغفر الله العظيم. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وأنت الغفور الرحيم يا أرحم الراحمين يا رب العالمين. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. أما بعد, إن شاء الله, before we make quick dua, just a quick reminder, usually at this time of the year, I'm visiting the masajid in the area and encouraging everybody to attend the care banquet. Usually we're hosting the care banquet with 2,000 people, mashallah, in early November. This year, because of COVID, we don't want to put the community at risk. So we decided, again, to postpone this year's banquet, maybe host a little smaller outdoor event. But most importantly, we're going to continue to ask you to continue to support care. When you get the mailer, the email, the reminder, this is how we challenge Islamophobia. This is how we continue to build on our political power, protect our youth, empower our community, challenge those who are trying to misrepresent or fight against our religion. So alhamdulillah, this is how we do it, and I hope you continue to do that, inshallah. Ibadallah, inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabiyya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala sayyidina wa habibina Muhammad كما صليت وسلمت وباركت على سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم لا تدع لنا في مقامنا هذا ذنبا إلا غفرته, ولا ميتا لنا إلا رحمته, ولا مريضا إلا شافيته, ولا همّا إلا فرجته, ولا كربا إلا نفسته، ولا سائلا إلا أعطيته، ولا ضالا إلا هديته، ولا غائبا أو مفقودا إلا إلى أهله سالما رددته. اللهم من أراد بالإسلام والمسلمين خيرا فوفقه إلى كل خير، ومن أراد بهم شرا أو ضرا فخذه أخذ عزيز مقتدر. اللهم نسألك أن ترفع البلاء عن إخواننا في كل مكان. اللهم ارفع البلاء عن إخواننا في فلسطين وفي سوريا وفي لبنان. اللهم ارفع البلاء عن إخواننا في مصر وفي تونس والجزائر والسودان والصومال. اللهم كن مع إخواننا وارفع عنهم البلاء في كشمير وفي أفغانستان وفي باكستان وفي تركستان الشرقية في الصين وفي أفغانستان وفي الهند. اللهم كن مع إخواننا في بورما. اللهم كن مع إخواننا حيث كانوا. اللهم أعنهم على عبادتك. اللهم وحد صفوفهم وألف بين قلوبهم وثبت أقدامهم وانصرهم على من عاداك وعاداهم. اللهم انصر إخواننا وعافهم وارحمهم وكن معهم في اليمن وفي العراق وفي كل مكان. اللهم تقبل منا. اللهم اجعل كلامنا كلاما طيبا تتقبله منا. اللهم تقبل منا كلامنا الطيب واعف عنا كل ما يؤذيك وكل ما يسخطك يا أكرم الأكرمين. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأقم الصلاة. لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
لا إله إلا الله. استووا واستقيموا، سووا صفوف وسدوا الفرج وصلوا صلاة مضع. Make the line straight and pray in humbleness as if this is your last prayer. الله أكبر. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك، تبارك سبحان الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر، إن الإنسان لفي خسر، إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. ربنا لك الحمد، حمدا طيبا. الله أكبر. سبحان الله، سبحان الله، سبحان الله. الله أكبر، الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ويل لكل همزة لمزة الذي جمع مالا وعدده يحسب أن ماله أخلده كلا لينبذن في الحطمة وما أدراك ما الحطمة نار الله الموقدة التي تطلع على الأفئدة إنها عليهم مؤصدة في عمد ممددة. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. سبحان الله. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سبحان رب العالمين. سبحان الله. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أستغفر الله العظيم الذي لا إله إلا هو.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. May Allah bless Brother Hussam Ailush for his very important message, the importance of our words, how we should use them in the right way. May Allah guide us. May Allah bless you, Brother Hussam, and your work at CARE, very important organization. We should all support that organization. Please remember in your dua, people who are not well, Brother Lahwari Seba, Brother Muhammad Rafi, Sister Uzma Khalid, Brother Tawfiq Hussain, Brother Asif Shah Shan Sheikh, Brother Muhammad Abdul Razzaq, Sister Salma Yaqub Khandia, and Brother Muhammad Ali. He just had his surgery. Please make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless him and bless all of these people, give them shifa. Also make dua maghfirah for Brother Abdullah Nimati, Brother Rashid Khan, Brother Dawood William, Brother Fahim Qureshi, Sister Maimuna Wakil, Sister Qaisar Jahan, Sister Tabinda Akhtar. May Allah bless them. Allahumma ighfir lahum, ya Allah. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا واختم بالصالحات اعمالنا. اللهم انا نسالك العفو والعافيه والمعافاه الدائمه والفوز بالجنه والنجاه من النار. رب اغفر وارحم وانت خير الراحمين. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد واله واصحابه واتباعه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين.